Sorry guys, I don't have time to go down to the show flat, so I decided to upload this video as soon as possible, so I'll just review this EC straight away. Now, let's talk about who should buy EC. I think it's very suitable for people who is less than 35 years old and it's your first property, and it's definitely a better choice compared to buying a BTO, because after MOP, you have the choice to decouple your EC and buy your second condo. So you see, like that, you have two condos already. Whereas for BTO, unless you do the occupier and owner structure, you can keep your HDB and buy your second private property after MOP. But if you still want to own your two condos in the end, eventually you will still need to sell your HDB and buy two condos. That's the reason you will achieve your two private condos easier if you buy a EC. Number two, I don't think it's suitable for HDB and EC upgraders because you need to pay resale levy. And thirdly, it's also not suitable for people above 40 years old because after your MOP 48, 49 years old already, how to buy your second property later on? You'll be lao kok kok lor. So in summary, it is very suitable for first timer. And this video, I want to make it more special because EC all make money one ma. So which one will you make more? One EC or two private properties? I'll touch that later in the video. Orel Tampines by Symbian Group. 760 units, TOP 2028. Just the first quarter of 2025. We have Ori la. Then now we have Orel la. Then we have upcoming Oriel la. Why so many Onikatsung la? Onikatsung means dig your backside. And this EC, Orel, Orele la. So difficult to pronounce. So I have decided to call it 1, 2, 3. And I found out this Ole Ole EC has 760 units, but they only got 608 basement car park lots, which means it's 80%, which is still okay. But what if the car park is full? Then I would suggest you can park at your neighbor. Tenet got 100% of the car park lots, and they have extra 5 handicap lots. The good news to you, for people who buy Ole Ole EC, there's an upcoming MRT. You'll complete around 2030 to 2032. This is your location for Ole Ole EC, going to launch this month, March 2025, and this is your neighbor EC completed 2026, and this is your Parktown launched last month and they're going to complete in 2029, and this is your upcoming MRT. Now let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. Simian got it at 721 per square feet per plot ratio, and there are 7 bidders, which shows the demand of the place. So at 721 per square feet per plot ratio, you add in all the construction costs, agent fees, show flat lah, all the fee, fair levy fees, and with their profit margin, they can actually sell their units at an average price of 1580 per square feet. But you can think about it lah, this one, you have upcoming MRT, you have upcoming shopping mall, will it be this price, man? 1580 per square feet is like 1-2 years ago's EC prices . And in seller's market, every year is about $100 per square feet increase ma. Now let me show you the site plan. Very good, don't have direct facing to your TPE. Very good, they have 14 blocks, and I found my favorite tennis court. What is so happening in this area? Look at the Google map. It's literally nothing there, and it's a new town called Tampines North. So if you buy in an area that has nothing, future you have your mall and your MRT, then of course you will make money lah. Now let me show you the unit mix. Okay, the smallest is their 3-bedder, and biggest one they have their 5-bedder, and everyone buy here for own stay lah. Now is the interesting part. I'll be sharing each floor type and their average price, and can you buy these and become a giant hua kui or giant cai tao? Okay, the smallest size goes to 3-bed, 2-bath plus storeroom, 840 square feet. And remember, this EC is harmonization. That means aircon latch is not calculated in the built-in area. That's why it seems smaller in size. And look at the floor plan again. The room size queen king . You have a kitchen that can walk, hey, because there's a window here, and you have a storeroom . I do not know why private developers can't build such efficient layout. All the private developers, can you learn from EC or not? Why EC can build like that, private cannot build like that . And best of all, you see a toilet got window one . So that you tapian won't be total for 8 years. Starting from 1.417 million, my average 1.48 million, 1760 per square feet. Every block got 14 stories, so my average price is on the level 7 lor. Well, it looks very cheap, right? Because this is EC, and we all know that right now EC income cap is still 16,000. Let me show you quickly. Even if you are the youngest, highest income and don't have any commitment, you can't even get maximum loan based on your income to buy this cheapest unit. Let's say you are less than 35, the bank will only take 30% of your income for the loan. Let's say you are the maximum income, 16,000. 5,000. Stress test right now is 4%. Loan tenor, you can get the max 30 years old. You have the lease commitment. Cannot exceed 25% of income. You can only get a maximum loan of 1 million only eh. And if you work backwards, you can only buy 1.34 million eh. And just now, the cheapest unit are starting from 1.417 million eh. How to get maximum loan? Show funds lo. Every 100,000 cash you can show funds. Just screenshot your bank account to show bank how much you have. You can get additional 72,000 loan. Show 200k, you get 144,000 more loan na. Then I go and ask banker leh. Most of the people who buy new ECs how do they get loan? And most of the banker told me some have blessings from their parents who give them more down payment. It's like a few hundred thousand more. Some bankers told me they only get 55% loan. That means down payment is 45% plus 5% stamp duty. Total 50% down payment. Later, I'm going to show you all the EC prices. You down 50% This is how much money you need to buy an EC. Yes, you will make money, but with this kind of funds, is it better for you to buy two condos straight? Which I will touch that later. Now let's go for next layout. 3 bed, 3 bath plus storeroom, 926 square feet. Wow, 926 square feet got walk-hay kitchen and third toilet and a storeroom And the room size queen king eh. You see all the private condo new launch don't have such layout one. If they have such layout, minimally 1023, 1033, 1055 square feet, am I right? As I say, it's very efficient and value for money. Unfortunately, I don't have the price, so I'm going to guess. Average 1.62 million, 1750 per square feet. Let's say you buy a 1.6 million, you can't get so much loan, down payment 50% or 800,000 If you have 800,000 you know how much value you can buy in the private property category. I use my formula. You can buy up to 2.75 million eh. You can buy one resale 3 bedder in OCR 1.5 million plus another one OCR 2 bedder for investment. 4 bed 3 bath 1023 square feet. 1023 square feet in a private new launch condo is only maximum 3 bed 3 bath. ECR got 4 bed 3 bath eh. Starting from 1.689 million, my average 1.77 million, 1730 per square feet. Let's say you get a uni 1.8 million can't get so much loan, and you down 900,000 cash and CPF. And with this money, and with maximum loan, in the private property category, you can buy up to 3.08 million eh, which is around 3.1 million. You can easily get 1.7 million 3-bedder for stay and another 1.4 million 3-bedder for investment. 4-bed 3-bath, 1206 square feet. My average, 2.075 million, 1730 per square feet. 2 million Smelly, smelly, chow chow down payment, 1 million. Let's go to the biggest huakwe of all, born in the right family with so many huakwe resources 5-bed 4 bath 1,356 square feet from 2.258 million, my average 2.358 million, 1,740 per square feet. It looks cheap, right? At 2.3 million, you can't get so much loan. You down 50%. 1.15 million eh. You know 1.15 million in the resale market can buy one. Oh. We can buy up to 3.88 million eh. You can buy one 3-bedder in City Fringe 2.1 million and you left with 1.7 million to buy any 3-bedder OCR for investment. If not, we can buy one landed property today at 3.88 million with 1,006 square feet of land. Freehold some more. Actually, after I say so much, EC is still a good choice. You still can make a lot of money. But again, not everyone have this kind of resources. And for those people who is not ready to buy this EC, you still have one last chance, which is also the next deal by Sim Lian, and this time is at Tampines Street 95, and you have an upcoming shopping mall which is going to launch this new launch this year, and is walkable to your Tampines West MRT. Yes, I know you want to ask me when will they launch. I teach you. The land is sold in October 24. It takes them minimum 1 year to plan, so which means the earlier launch is next year lor. And you still miss these two Tampines The next one will be at Jalan Loyang Besar already, and look at the land price in Jalan Besar area, 729 per square feet eh, which is about the same price as this Ole Ole EC, but it's getting further and further away. Actually, you will make a lot from brand new EC. Let me show you the recent profitable transactions from 100 pumps. 100 pumps, MOP last year, now 6 years old, 531 units. Yes, I know it's not the same area, but the potential for Ole Ole and 100 pumps is about the same. What? 3 beta 900 plus, 3 beta 1.05 million, smaller 3 beta 772, 4 beta 1.23 million in 8 years leh. Look at the per square feet they bought and they sold recently. Some of them double. Wow, some of them even made 1,000 per square feet more leh. Times the size 1,000, a million lor. So in these 8 years, we can say that they made 100 to 150,000 per year, which is also equivalent to those people who buy a resale property at the same time. I show you lah. So back in 2017, instead of buying your 100 pumps EC with the same price, 900,000, you can actually buy this 2-year-old condo, this size, this price, and you make 485,000. You can buy two of these and you make about a million lor. So in summary, one good private condo can make 100,000 per year. Two private condo means 200,000 per year. And if you keep 8 years, which is the same time as an EC before the MOP, 8 times 200 is potentially $1.6 million. In summary, EC is very good. It's just that right now it's very hard to entry because of the loan. And for those husband and wife who are right now doing very well and you can foresee you will do even better in the next few years, EC may not be the best choice lah. Now let me show you Tenet sell how much. I remember Tenet and Copenhagen is my top ECs in 2022. They launched in December 2022. They are small 3-bedder. 1,003 plus per square feet, 1.2 million only. Bigger 3 beta, 1,004 plus per square feet, 1.6 million. 4 beta, 1,003 plus per square feet, 1.678 million. Whereby this price, you can only buy a 3 beta today. 5 beta, 1,003 plus per square feet, 2.3 million. Today, you can only buy a big 4 beta at Ole Ole. This is how much price has went up over the years. It's so much over the years. It's just 2 years, 3 months only eh. And prices has went up 400 per square feet lah. That means per year, the prices has increased by 200 per square feet eh. Wow. I remember Tenet land price is only 659 per square feet. Land price only increased 60 per square feet. And they sell you 400 per square feet more. Wow, this is crazy man. The only two difference I can think of is maybe the construction cost is higher and this is post-harmonization. But $400 per square feet more is quite crazy. But to be fair, if you compare Ole Ole and Novo Place with only 51% car park already selling at 1,600-1,700 per square feet. So to be fair to the developer, Tampines is a better area, they never sell high lah. But actually they can sell lower lah. I have something fun to share. I want to guess how much you can sell when you MOP in 2033 when there's already spaceship And I'm using Tampines Trillion to compare because my wife very good friend stays there. In your Tampines Trillion group chat or something like that everyone is guessing who is that friend. I'm using Tampines Trillion completion 2015, which is 10 years old, to see how much is your Ole Ole value in 2033. 3 beta 1,006 plus per square feet, 4 beta 1,007 per square feet. Wow, so high ah. So let's use 1,650 per square feet for a 10 year old EC. So what's the age gap? When Ole Ole completes in 2033, it is already 18 years of gap. So for 18 years, I use $40 per square feet ah. 720 per square feet more, which means Ole Ole potentially can sell 2,370 to 2,005 per square feet, which also means that you will potentially make 650 to 850 per square feet. Of course, if you can make more, I am more than happy for you lah. But it's the same thing. If EC can make so much money, private property will continue to grow as well. So doesn't mean that you need to die buy EC. But to win EC appreciation, you just need to learn that you need to have two private properties lah. And anyway, that's the eventual goal, am I right? Now let's summarize. By the time you can sell in 2033, the super small shopping mall at Parktown is already done, and as well as your Tampines North MRT. So for that, I'm giving 7.5. Launch pricing is a bit of heartache lah if you compare to Tenet, because you are buying $400 per square feet more than them, and you are just 2 years of age. Which means Tenet will make a lot of money lah. Okay, congrats to Tenet again. I know you see this video, you're very happy. I clap for you. That's why I say buy properties to wait, not wait to buy properties. Okay, now come back to Ole Ole. If you are developers and you see Novo Place in that area, which is also up and coming, already sell 1,006 plus 1,007, you at a better area right now for the EST, 1,700 plus, Fair lor. So for that, I'm giving 7.5. Exit strategy. Park Town is your leader. You will sell lower than them. So what you do every day with your Ole Ole community is to pray that Park Town will hit 4,000 per square feet so that you can sell 3,500 per square feet ma. And everyone who buy EC make money one I don't think there's any Tampines Xiao Kian will anyhow sell. So for that, I'm giving 10. Wow, first time give 10 lah. Overall service score, 8.3 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the percentage sold on launch day? I'll be guessing 80%. My wife very positive, 95%. This is my company's number, 8606-0670. Yeah, if you want to know more about project, you can WhatsApp this number. And don't forget, there are very good resale properties out there that you can potentially make 100 to 150,000 per year appreciation as well. So if you don't want to miss out any opportunities, subscribe and I see you in the next video.